The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday night to support the landless bill. The measure, sponsored by Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, would allow Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Haines, and Tinakee Springs natives to form village corporations and select land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Myrna Torgerson spoke to the assembly on behalf of the Wrangell Cooperative Association. She believes Wrangell would still be a thriving timber town if it had been included in the act.
It's an injustice that was done to our people. I don't feel that we'd be in this horrible situation where there's no money for anything. And, when you see half of your community move out of here because there's no work, who do you have to thank for it? Well, shutting down the timber industry. That took all of the economy out of the southeastern Alaska, which is, and now they're struggling and fighting, trying to get tourism.
Torgerson says there are 700 Sea Alaska shareholders enrolled to Wrangell. She says many are willing to come back home if the landless bill goes through. Torgerson also voiced support for a second piece of legislation, the Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill. She attended the recent congressional hearing on the measure in Petersburg with Senator Murkowski's staff. Even though they are separate issues, she thinks the Sea Alaska bill could help the landless communities' cause in the long run.
Well, we are Sea Alaska.
Right.
Yeah. And we asked that question, and they told us if Sea Alaska bill does happen to go through, then it'll be a good thing for the landless.
Torgerson says she would get a resolution from the Cooperative Association to the Assembly as soon as possible. Mayor Don McConaughey says he would like to see that resolution on the agenda for the next Assembly meeting. George Woodbury of Woodbury Enterprises also talked to the Assembly about the Sea Alaska legislation. He says he realizes it will be an uphill battle.
Odds are against us with the administration. We got the template they've laid out for managing the forest is starting to see daylight, and it's a disaster as far as the timber supply is concerned.
Woodbury referenced the Viking Mill on Prince of Wales Island as the only large operating mill in southeast Alaska and the logjam timber sale that is being challenged in court. The Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill has sparked controversy over the past few weeks throughout the region and nation. It would allow the Southeast Regional Native Corporation to select rich timberland on Prince of Wales Island and extend its logging operations. If it doesn't pass, Sea Alaska says its timber operations could disappear in 2 years. Meanwhile, representatives from Sea Alaska are expected to hold a public hearing on Thursday, April 8th at the Snow Building. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.